Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们早安。
We thank the Lord to giving us another opportunity to gather before Him.
我们感谢主给我们另外一个机会让我们能够一同聚在他跟前。
Every time we gather before the Lord is looking to turn the old into new.
每当我们聚在他跟前的时候主总是在这边盼望能够把旧的变成新的。
As a natural man, we have tendency to become old.
在对我们而言我们的天然人我们有一个天然的倾向就是要留在这个旧的光景中。
And in our heart, there are some oldness that exists.
在我们的心里面有一些陈旧的事物。
And every time God speaks to us,
每当神对我们说话的时候
He wants to turn that old into new.
他要把那个旧的改成新的。
May the Lord even use this morning.
愿主使用今天早晨。
Remove some oldness from our heart.
把那些陈旧的事物从我们的心中挪去。
And place something new in our spirit.
把那个新的摆在我们的灵的里面。
May the Lord reveal himself more to us.
愿主更多将他自己启示在我们的里面。
Every time we can see the Lord a little bit more clear, there is something new in our heart.
每当我们能够对主更多再认识一点的时候在我们里面就多一点新的。
And we thank the Lord that we want to use another scriptures that is so familiar with to all of us.
我们感谢主，今天要用一段另外一段大家都非常熟悉的经文来交通。
And try to share this matter of the service before the Lord.
让一同来分享关乎到向着主的服事。
How do we serve the Lord in the newness, not in the oldness?
我们如何能够在新的光景中来服侍主，而不是在旧的情况里？
Serving the house of the Lord is precious.
在神的家中服侍是非常宝贵的。
But serving the house of the Lord in newness is essential.
而在神的家中，在新的光景里面来服侍是必要的。
In fact, it's difficult to serve the house of the Lord in oldness.
实际上在神的家中要在旧的光景来服侍是非常困难的。
Therefore, to turn our attention to the scripture, Gospel according to Luke.
所以我们今天要一同翻到路加福音。
Chapter 10.
路加福音第十章。
Verse 38 to 42.
38节到42节。
I believe you are so familiar with this story.
我想大家对这个故事都非常的熟悉。
Luke chapter 10,
路加福音十章
verse
38节。
Now, as they were traveling along, he entered a village and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister called Mary who was seated at the Lord's feet.Listening to his word. But Martha was distracted with all her preparations, and she came up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me. But the Lord answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried.And bother about so many things, but only one thing is necessary, for Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her.
他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接她到自己家里。她有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听她的道。马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱就近前来说主啊我的妹子留下我一个人伺候你不在意吗请吩咐她来帮助我耶稣回答说马大马大你为许多事思虑烦扰但不可少的只有一件玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分是不能夺去的
Father we thank you again this morning for the invitation to attend your table
父亲我们为着今天早晨你邀请我们能够来享用这个主的桌子我们感谢你。
It's、such a grace and faithfulness displays before our eyes.
在我们的眼前摆设的乃是你的恩典和你的信实。
Our heart is full of thanksgiving.
我们心中充满了感谢。
How much we want to satisfy your heart as well.
很多时候我们也愿意能够来满足你的心。
Therefore, we want to come before your word and say, Lord, we are your servants.
因此我们愿意来到你自己的话语跟前，我们说我们是你的仆人。
And we want to come near to you.
我们盼望能够来亲近你。
We want to come so near so we can hear you.
我们盼望能够如此的与你相亲，以至于我们能够听见你。
So that we will not miss what you have said to us.
因此我们不会听不见你所要说的。
I pray this morning that every individual in this meeting can hear the voice of the Lord.
我们祷告今天早上在这边每一个人都能够听见主的声音。
Everyone will come a little bit nearer than in the past.
每一个人都能够比过往能够更靠向你靠近。
Father, I pray that you call those who have not been near to you.
父亲，我祷告求你呼召那些还不靠近你的人。
Lord, let us know that your heart is for us.
让我们知道你的心是向着我们的。
So this morning we can come a little bit closer to you.
今天早晨我们能够更多的向着你靠近一点。
So that we can all hear you.
以至于我们都能够听见你。
May the Lord bless this time.
愿主祝福这段时间。
May the Holy Spirit anoint every one of us.
愿圣灵在每个人身上做高某的工作。
So that we have ability by your grace to share.
好让我们能够靠着你的恩典能够有这个能力来分享。
And we can translate.
我们也能够来翻译。
We can hear.
我们也能够来听。
We thank you for this opportunity.
我们为着这个机会我们献上感谢。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Our burden for this time is to become something new for the Lord.
这一次的负担是要在主的跟前成为新的。
We'll look at the second king when there was a serious issue in the city of Jericho.
当我们一同来看列王记下的时候，我们看见在耶利哥城里面有许许多多的问题。
And we said that Jericho is not a unique problem in the city of Jericho.
我们也知道耶利哥城的问题不仅仅单属于耶利哥。
We often will run into our Jericho in our life.
在我们的生命里面我们也常常碰到耶利哥城。
We often put in a lot of effort, but we would not have any result.
很多时候我们摆尽了许多的努力可是却得不到任何的成果。
We will have a Jericho in our spiritual life, in our family life,Even in our church life.
很多时候我们在我们的家庭生活我们的属灵生活我们的教会生活里面 有耶利哥城。
And the solution to solve the problem of Jericho is the life of Christ.
而解决这个耶利哥城的问题的答案乃是基督的生命。
But there is plentiful life of Christ.
在基督的生命里面是极其的丰富。
God has plenty of His life ready for us.
神在那边有为我们预备了丰盛的生命。
But God is looking for a new vessel to contain His life.
而神在这边要找着一个新的器皿能够来承接这个生命。
Oftentimes, the issue is not with the life of Christ.
很多时候这个问题不是在乎基督的生命。
The issue is with the cruse, the vessel.
而这个问题的所在乃是在于那一个瓶子。
The vessel becomes very old.
这个瓶子变得陈旧了。
Yesterday we look at the wedding in Cana.
昨天我们就一同来看迦拿的婚宴。
To see how an old cruse can turn into a new cruse.
我们一同来看这个旧的瓶子如何能够成为新瓶。
A new cruse will always bring every issue in life To the Lord.
这个新瓶会把生活中碰到的每一件事都带到主的跟前。
A new cruse will listen to the word of the Lord and do whatever the Lord Jesus said to us.
这个新瓶会能够听见主的话语并且能够照着主不论主说什么他都照着行。
If we are a new vessel,
如果我们是一个新的器皿
the Lord is able to fill us up with his life.
那主就能够用他的生命来充满我们。
When the life of Christ outpour from us,
当基督的生命从我们里面能够流露出来的时候，
it becomes wine.
这就成为了酒。
Then we will have wine in our daily walk with the Lord.
就在我们每日与主同行的日子里面就有酒。
We have wine in our family life.
就在我们的家庭生活里面有酒。
We have wine in our church life.
在我们的教会生活里面有酒。
And the constant infilling and outpouring of life of Christ is the life of the new creation.
这一个新品的生活乃是有持续基督生命里面的充满，并且有持续向外面的倾倒。
And this morning we want to turn our attention to our service.
今天早上我要把我们的注意力摆在我们的服事上。
Here in Luke chapter 10, we find Jesus entered a village and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home.
在路加福音第十章这边讲到说，当耶稣他们来到一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，就接他到自己的家里。
Martha had a sister called Mary, who was seated at the Lord's feet, listening to his word.
马大有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，她坐在耶稣的脚前听耶稣的道。
Brother and sister, what was the purpose of Jesus entering this house?
弟兄姊妹们，这个主耶稣基督，主耶稣进入这个房子，这个家的目的是什么？
Was Jesus look for a dinner somewhere?
是主在这边找人要吃晚餐吗？
Was Jesus looking for a place to stay overnight?
还是他这边要找个地方过一宿呢？
What was the purpose of Jesus entering into this house?
这个主耶稣进入到这一家，这个家里面的目的是什么？
I think there was a purpose in Jesus' heart.
我相信在主的耶稣的里面有一个目的。
I think the purpose is to let us know what is the only thing that is necessary in life.
他乃是在告诉我们，在我们的生命里面有一件事情是那是哪一件事情是不可缺的。
Brother and sister, if I ask you, what is the only thing that is necessary in our life?
弟兄姊妹们，如果我问你在你的生命里面有哪一件事情是不可缺的，
I think this would be a very tough question for all of us.
我想这对我们众人来讲都是一个非常困难的问题。
Because we have too many things that are essential.
因为对我们来讲有很多事情都是必要的。
But you look at the characters in the Bible.
可是如果你看见在圣经里面的一些的人物，
God's servants often has only one thing.
神的仆人很多时候就只有一件事。
Can you imagine that as a king of Israel, David had only one thing?
你能够想象这个以色列的君王大卫他只有一件事吗？
I think many of us are very busy today.
我想我们当中很多人都非常的忙碌。
Are you confident that you are busier than David?
可是你有这样子的把握，你会比大卫更忙碌吗？
David was the king of Israel.
大卫乃是以色列的君王。
How can you and I be more busier than King David?
你和我怎么可能比大卫更忙呢？
But David said he had only one thing.
可是大卫说他只有一件事。
One thing I have asked,from the Lord that I shall seek, that I may do well in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in his temple.
大卫说，有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
I believe David in his lifeHe has to handle many, many matters.
我相信在大卫的一生里面，他必须要处理许许多多的事。
There are many, many things he encounters every single day.
在他每一天的生活里面，他都要面对许多的事物。
But he declared there is only one thing that he asks.
可是他这边宣告说，他只求一件事。
Brothers and sisters, this is a precious thing.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个非常宝贵的事。
Whether you and I have the one thing that we ask of the Lord.
你和我在主的跟前求是求哪一件事呢？
No, I believe Apostle Paul was a very busy person.
我相信使徒保罗也是一个非常忙碌的人。
I don't believe any one of us in this room can say, I am more busier than Apostle Paul.
我也不相信有任何人能够说我比保罗更忙碌。
But Paul said, Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do.
可是保罗这边讲说，弟兄们，我不以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事。
Forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead.
就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
If Paul has the matters from all churches in Asia Minor.
保罗有把这个在小亚细亚里面众教会的事物都挂记在心。
But he said,There was one thing.
可是他说我只有一件事。
Forgetting what lies behind.
就是忘记背后。
And reaching forward to what lies ahead.
努力向前。
Then we discover in Luke chapter 10.
那我们看见在路加福音第十章。
Mary was concerned about one thing.
而玛利亚在这边她所关注的也只有一件事。
Sitting at his feet and listening to his word.
乃是坐在耶稣的脚前听他的道。
On the contrary, Martha had many things.
相对而言，马大在那边却有许多的事物。
Martha was distracted with all her preparations.
马大在那边呢，他就是心神里面就被错乱了，因为他这边有许多的事物要照顾。
Martha want to do.Her best to prepare the best meal for the Lord and His disciples.
马大在这边要尽他所能的预备最好的晚餐为着主和他的门徒们。
But there were no evidence that her preparation were what the Lord Jesus wanted.
可是在这边却没有让我们看见他所预备的乃是主所要的。
It was obvious the Lord did not consider the many preparations of Martha were necessary.
而在这边明显的却是耶稣在这边并不认为马大所做的任何的预备都是必要的。
It was Martha who decided that these preparations were necessary.
而是马大自己他做了决定，觉得这些的预备都是需要的。
Very quickly, what Martha had planned to do exceeded her own capacity to do them.
当马大决定要做的超过他度量的事情的时候
Martha came up to Jesus and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the servings alone?
然后他就来到主的跟前说主啊我的妹子留我一个人伺候你不在意吗
Brother and sister, do you see the differences between Martha's services and Mary's services?
弟兄姊妹们，我们在这边能不能看见马大的服事跟玛利亚服事的差异呢
？Mary was very focused.
玛利亚是非常的专注。
Martha was very distracted.
而在玛利亚呢，她却是心里忙乱。
Mary was resting in the presence of the Lord.
玛利亚乃是在主的同在中安息。
Martha was busy on her work.
而玛利亚在那边是手中有许多的事物在使她忙碌。
So Martha and Mary gave us two different pictures.
所以马大跟玛利亚这边就给我们看见两幅的图画。
The service of Martha was the service of an old vessel.
马大的服事乃是那个旧瓶的服事。
The service of Mary is the service of a new vessel.
玛利亚的服事乃是那新瓶的服事。
Actually, Prophet Ezekiel also explained these two types of services.
实际上，以西结，先知以西结，他也在这边做了，为这样子的服事做了解释。
It was written Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 15.
在以西结书44章15节这么说。
And Ezekiel explained there are two types of Levites.
以西结在这边解释说在这边有两种的利未人。
Ezekiel 44:15.
以西结书44章15节。
But the Levitical priests, the sons of Zadok, who kept charge of my sanctuary, where the sons of Israel went astray from me, shall come near to me to minister to me, and they shall stand before me to offer me the fat and the blood.declares the Lord God. Only the sons of Zadok could come into the holy place.
以西结书四章十五节，以色列人走迷离开我的时候，祭司立位人撒都的子孙仍看守我的圣所，他们必亲近我，侍奉我，并且侍立在我面前，将脂油和血献给我，这是主耶和华说的。
So therefore, out of many Levites, the sons of Zadok were separated from the rest of the Levites.
所以在许多的利未人中间，祭司利未人撒都的子孙被分别出来。
The rest of the Levite could only serve in the outer court.
这一个其他的利未人他们只能在外院服侍。
And the sons of Zadok can serve in the Holy of Holies.
而这个撒都的子孙他们能够在至圣所里服侍。
Serving in the outer court, the priest would prepare sacrifice for the people of Israel.
在外院里面的服侍，这个祭司们他们要为着以色列人预备献所献的祭物。
There were some sacrifices like sin offering or peace offering that reconcile sinners back to God.
他们在一边预备着赎罪祭，预备着平安祭，他们使得人能够与神和好。
There were other sacrifices, the burnt offering and grain offering, that strengthened their relationship with God.
而这里边也有燔祭，也有素祭，他们是在一边是坚固他们与神之间的关系。
When Levi served in the outer court, their service were visible to others.
当利未人在外院服侍的时候，他们的服侍是被人看见的。
Likewise, when Martha, those preparations, her services were visible to others.
就好像马大的服侍，他在一边所做的一切的预备都是人所能见的。
But in the holy place, and the son of Zadok, they administered the golden lampstand, the table of shewbread,the altar of incense, and once a year, the high priest entered the Holy of Holies.
可是这个撒都的子孙，他们在至圣所里面服侍，他们在一边那个看顾这个金金灯台、陈设饼，还有这个金香炉，他们并且这个大祭司是一年进入到至圣所一次。
When son of Zadok served in the holy place, or when the high priest entered into the Holy of Holies, their services were not visible.
当这个撒都的子孙他们在圣所里面的服侍，还有这个大祭司一年进入至圣所一次，他们的服侍是不为人所看见的。
Like Mary, nobody that day in that room would recognize Mary was serving the Lord.
就好像玛利亚在那一天在那个屋子里面，没有人在一边看见她是在服侍主。
Mary's services was invisible.
玛利亚的服侍是不为人见的。
Even Martha recognized that Mary was not serving.
甚至玛利亚，从玛利亚的马大的角度而言，他认为玛利亚没有在一边服侍。
Brother and sister, there is a common misinterpretation of this story.
弟兄姊妹们，对这一个故事常常有一些的误解。
The wrong interpretation of this story is that we should not serve like Martha and we should serve like Mary.
这个错误的解释乃是很，我们不应该像马大这样子的服侍，我们应该像玛利亚这样子来服侍。
No, we should not do anything that is visible by others.
我们不应该做那些人所能见的服侍。
We should only draw near to the Lord.
我们仅仅要来亲近主。
And never involve ourselves in any kind of visible services.
我们从来不要参与任何人所能看得见的服侍。
Those who take this position also criticize others.That serve the house of the Lord.
当人有这样子态度的时候，他就对那些在神的家中服侍的人就有一些的批评。
This is not the right interpretation of this story.
这不是对这一个故事的一个正确的解释。
The real interpretation of this story is any visible services must support it by invisible services.
这个正确的解释乃是每一个人所能够看见的服事背后应该有人所看不见的服事。
Serve in the holy place is the foundation of serving in the outer court.
在圣所里面的服事乃是在外院服事的根基。
The strength of our visible service came from our invisible services.
我们在人所能见服事所得的力量乃是在于我们在人所不能见的服事的里面。
Without serving in the holy place, it is impossible to serve in the outer court.
如果我们没有在圣所里面服事的话，就不可能在外院里面服事。
Serving in the holy place is the one thing that is necessary.
在圣所里面的服事乃是那一个不可少的事。
Brother and sister, for those who are involved in serving the house of the Lord, this is so important.
弟兄姊妹们，对着那些参与在神的家中服事的，这对我们来讲是何等样的重要。
When we serve in the house of the Lord, there is one thing that is necessary.
当我们在神的家中服事的时候，有一件事情是不可少的。
Is serve in the holy place.
乃是要在圣所里面服事。
Brother and sister, today we are all serving in one way or the other.
弟兄姊妹们，今天不论怎么样的情况，我们都是在服事。
Do we have that one thing that is necessary?
我们有那一个不可少的那一件事吗？
Serving in the holy place is serving the Lord himself.
在圣所里面的服事乃是服事主自己。
Serving in the outer court is serving the house of the Lord.
当我们在外院服事的时候乃是服事神的殿。
Now we all understand serving in the house of the Lord is important.Is critical.
我们都承认在神的殿中的家中的服事都是非常的重要非常必要的。
But we cannot serve the house of the Lord without serving the Lord himself.
可是我们没有办法单单服事神的家而不服事神的自己。
Are we like Martha who was distracted by her services?
我们要像马大那样被他的服事所心神扰乱吗？
If we serve the house of the Lord without serving the Lord himself, then we will serve like Martha.
如果我们单单服侍主的家而没有服侍主的自己，我们就像马大。
Therefore, if we serve in the house of the Lord, at the same time, we serve the Lord himself.
可是如果我们服侍神主的家，同时我们也服侍主的自己。
We serve like a new house, new vessel.
我们就像一个新的器皿那样的服侍。
Now as a result, Martha had a complaint about Mary.
在这边看见马大就向着玛利亚有埋怨。
If we neglect serving the Lord himself, sooner or later, we will have a complaint against others.
如果我们忽略了服侍主的自己，迟早我们会对其他人有埋怨。
On the other hand, if we serve the Lord himself,Then you will never be distracted, no matter how many things you have to do.
反过来说，如果我们服侍主自己的话，我们就永远不会被打岔，不论我们手上有多少的事情。
Are you troubled by anything that you saw in the services?
我们在服侍中有被许多的有任何事情搅扰我们吗？
If you do, it is a good reminder.That we must serve the Lord himself.
如果有的话，这是对我们来讲是一个提醒，我们必须要服侍主的自己。
We serve the house of the Lord without serving the Lord has its limitations.
我们如果只是单单服侍主的殿、主的家的话，而没有主自己，这个是有限制的。
There was no doubt that Martha loved the Lord Jesus as much as Mary.
这边是没有疑问的，马大像玛利亚一样的爱主。
It was clear that Martha wanted to give all that she had to the Lord Jesus.
这也非常的清楚，马大愿意把他所有的来给主。
But at some point, Martha exhausted all her strengths and started complaining.
而这边马大却用尽了他的气力，他就开始在那边埋怨。
Brother and sister, if we don't serve the Lord Himself, we will face.The same issue as Martha faced.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们不是服侍主自己的话，我们就会面对像玛利亚所面对的问题。
And Jesus said to Martha.
那耶稣就对马大说，
Martha, Martha, you are bothered and worried about so many things, but only one thing is necessary.
耶稣回答说，马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但不可少的只有一件。
We pay attention to this double calling here, Martha.Martha.
让我们把这个注意摆在向着马大的名字两次的呼唤。
In the Bible, this kind of double calling only occurs 7 times.
在圣经里面，这个名字重复被呼叫两次，只出现过7次。
When the Lord used double calling, there's something very important, not only to Martha, for people generation to come.
这个当主在这个呼叫一个名字两次的时候，不仅仅对那个人是非常的重要，也为着将来的世代。也非常的重要。
When God wants to call Abraham out of his own country, he said, Abraham, Abraham.
当主呼召亚伯拉罕从他自己的家乡出来的时候，他这边呼叫亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。
When God wants to call Moses from within the burning bushes, God said, Moses, Moses.
当主在焚烧的荆棘那边要呼叫摩西的时候，他说摩西，摩西。
When God trying to warn Peter, he said, Simon, Simon.
当主在一边警告彼得的时候，他说彼西门，西门。
When Paul heard a voice on his way to Damascus, the voice said, Saul, Saul.
当扫罗在进到大马色的路上的时候，主对他说扫罗，扫罗。
So there was something very important that the Lord wants to tell us.
所以这边有一件非常重要的事主要告诉我们。
There is only one thing that is necessary.
只有一件事是不可少的。
So Martha came to the end of her own strengths and wisdoms.
当马大来到她自己的智慧能力的尽头的时候。
On her own, Martha could no longer continue her service.
马大靠她自己她没有办法继续服侍了。
And he was lookingfor help from her sister Mary.
他就在那边盼望能他的妹子玛利亚能够来帮助他。
But Jesus wanted her to know the only help could come from serving the Lord himself.
而耶稣这边要让他知道这个他所能够得着的帮助乃是从服侍主自己而来。
The one thing was to be seated at the Lord's feet and listening to his word.
那一个不可少的事乃是要在主坐在主的脚前听他的话。
So what does this mean to us?
这对我们来讲是什么意义呢?
How do we actually apply to our services?
我们如何能够把它运用在我们的服事的里面?
How do we serve the Lord like Mary?
我们如何能够像玛利亚来服事?
I think from this story, we can see there are 2 things.
我想从这个故事里面我们能够看见两件事情。
The first one is to sit at his feet.
第一个是坐在他的脚前。
The second is listen to his word.
第二个乃是听他的话。
It's very simple.
这非常简单。
When you are very young, or when we are very young, we're used to sit at the feet of our parents.
当你年轻的时候或我们年轻的时候我们常常会坐在我们父母的脚前。
Because we are very close to our parents.
因为我们与我们的父母是非常的亲近。
Therefore we sat on their feet a lot.
所以我们就常常坐在他们的脚前。
But as an adult, we don't sit anybody's feet today.
而成年了以后呢我们就不坐在任何人的脚前了。
Therefore,We do not have the experience of being very close physically.
所以我们就在这个肉身里面呢没有那个亲密的经历。
Sitting at his feet indicates there is a very close relationship between us and the Lord.
坐在主的脚前这边所呈现的乃是一个非常亲密的关系在主和我们之间。
Sitting at his feet in the Bible,means worshiping at his footstool.
在这边这个坐在他的脚前这乃是这边在圣经里面所说乃是在他的脚凳前敬拜他。
As the psalmist always say, worshiping at his footstool.
因为这个作诗的人常常这么说我们是在他的脚前来敬拜他。
This is not created by the songwriter. This is very biblical. It is in the Bible saying worshipingAt his full stool.
因为这是在圣经里面是这么讲说是在他的脚凳前下拜。
So what is a full stool?
所以这个脚凳是什么呢?
Full stool is the ark of the covenant.
这个脚凳乃是那一个约柜的身座。 的约柜。
约柜。In Old Testament, they pictures that God sat on the throne in the heaven.
在旧约里面，这边所看到的图画乃是神是坐在天上。
And God had a footstool on earth, which is the Ark of Covenant.
而在他在地上有一个脚凳，那个脚凳呢，就是那个约柜。
Therefore, worshiping at his footstool means worshiping before the Ark of Covenant.
在这边，所以在他的脚凳前下拜或敬拜的话呢，乃是在他的约柜前敬拜。
Is sitting at his feet.
这乃是坐在他的脚前。
Oh, this is the meaning of sitting at his feet.
这乃是坐在他脚前的意义。
Brothers and sisters, today, if you imagine yourself sitting at his feet, what will you see?
弟兄姊妹们，如果想想看，如果今天你是坐在他的脚前，你会看见什么？
If you have opportunity to come to the Lord, he sit on the throne, put his feet on the footstool, and you sit by his feet. What will you see?
如果你有这样的机会，能够来到主的脚前，看见主他是坐在他的宝座上，把他的脚摆在这个脚凳上，而你坐在他的脚前，你会看见什么？
You will see that the nail mark on his feet.
你会看见他脚上的钉痕。
You cannot avoid that.
你没有办法不看见这个。
It's big.
是非常大的。
That's what sit at his feet means.
这乃是坐在他脚前的意思。
Your heart will be melted.
你的心就要被融化。
Your heart will be full of thanksgiving for the sacrifice the Lord has made for you.
你的心要为着主所为你所摆上的要充满了感谢。
In old days, only the high priest can see the feet of God once every year.
在旧约的在以前的时候，唯有大祭司他能够一年一次的能够看见主的脚凳。
Every Jew knew where the footstool was.
每一个犹太人都知道主的这个脚凳是在哪里。
Everyone from the youngest to the oldest, they knew where the footstool was.
从犹太人从年幼到年长的每一个人都知道主的脚凳在哪里。
But they can never come near to it.
可是他们却没有办法靠近。
It's not too far away.
并不是距离太远。
But they can never get close to it.
可是他们没有办法这样亲近。
Thank the Lord, you and I today can come to the footstoolEvery moment of the day.
感谢主，今天你我能够每时每刻的能够来到主的脚凳前。
What a privilege you and I have today.
我们今天所得着的是何等样的特权。
To be able to sit at his feet.
我们能够坐在他的脚前。
To see the love of Christ for us.
能够看见基督向着我们的爱。
Nobody can serve in the house of the Lord without being filled with the love of Christ.
没有一个人能够在神的家中服侍，除非他被神的爱所充满。
That is the reason we must come sit at his feet.
那就是为什么我们必须要坐在他的脚前。
Brothers and sisters, serving the house of the Lord is not easy.
弟兄姊妹们，在神的家中服侍并不容易。
But how do we overcome all the difficulties?
可是我们如何能够胜过这一些的所有的困难呢？
It is the love of Christ.
这乃是基督的爱。
Without the love of Christ, none of us can serve in the house of the Lord.
如果没有基督的爱的话，没有一个人能够在神的家中服侍。
Therefore, our heart will be filled with the love of Christ when we sit at his feet.
当我们坐在他脚前的时候，我们的心就要被基督的爱所充满。
We will thank the Lord for the price he paid for us.
我们会为着他所为我们付上的代价，我们感谢他。
When we are reminded about the nail mark on his feet.
当我们这边被提醒因着他脚上的钉痕，
We will overcome all the difficulty in the house of the Lord.
我们能够在主的家中所碰到的一切的难处上能够得胜。
Brothers and sisters, this is the only one thing that is necessary.
弟兄姊妹们，这乃是那唯一不可少的事。
Without serving the Lord this way,
没有，如果我们不是这样子来服侍主的话，
our service in the house of the Lord will have its limitations.
我们在神的家中的服侍就会来到一个限制。
It is not easy to serve the Lord himself.
要服侍主的自己不容易。
Because there are so many distractions in life.
因为在我们的生命里面有这么多事情使我们打岔。
Just like Martha, there were so many things that's on her mind.
就好像马大在他的心中有许许多多的事。
Therefore, he found no time to sit at Jesus' feet.
因此他找不到时间能够来坐在耶稣的脚前。
Brother and sister, you and I are busier than Martha, probably.
弟兄姊妹们，你和我也许比马大还要忙。
Therefore, we need to know what is that one thing.
因此我们必须要知道那一件事是什么。
That one thing is sit at his feet.
那一件事就是要坐在他的脚前。
To see the nail mark that's on his feet.
能够来看见他脚上的钉痕。
And constantly being filled by the love of Christ.
持续地被基督的爱所充满。
That's why we need to sit at his feet before we serve.
因此我们必须要先坐在他的脚前，在我们服侍之先。
We need to be filled with the love of Christ before we serve the brothers and sisters.
我们必须要先被基督的爱所充满，在我们服侍弟兄姊妹之前。
We need to do that every single time.
我们要在每一次的服侍的时候都如此行。
Brother and sister, because Jesus said, this is the only one thing that is necessary.
弟兄姊妹们，因为这是耶稣讲的那唯一不可少的事。
Brother and sisters, many of us are serving the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我们很多人都在服侍主。
But many of us are lacking this one thing that is necessary.
可是我们当中很多人就在这一个不可少的事情上面有缺失。
Without thisOne thing that is necessary, sooner or later, we will run into our wall.
如果我们在这点上面有缺失的话，迟早我们都会撞墙。
Therefore, we need to practice this.
因此我们在这个点上要操练。
Brother, sister, it takes practice to know how to sit at his feet.
弟兄姊妹们，我们必须要操练，以至于我们懂得如何能够在他的脚前坐下。
Our natural tendency, is, for us, is difficult.
对我们天然的倾向而言，这是困难的。
Therefore, every one of us need to have this practice in our life.
因此，我们每一个人在我们的生命当中需要有这样子的操练。
To learn to sit at his feet.
来学习坐在他的脚前。
I think we need to start by marking some specific time during the day.
我想我们一开始的时候应该把一段的时间能够分别出来。
I think everyone in our life, we have a certain point in the day that is very easy for us to remember.
我想在我们每一天的生活里面有一段的时间对我们而言是非常容易记得的。
I think some of us driving every day to the work.
我想有很多人我们是开车去上班。
When you get on your car,Before you turn on your car, that is the moment that is easy to remember.
当你上车以后，在你要启动引擎之前，那是一个你容易记得的时候。
That is the time you can practice to spend a few moments to sit before the Lord.
那就是你能够在那一个时候操练，能够在主的跟前花一点时间。
Before you start this journey to work,
在你开始要开车去上班之前
，Before you enter into the huge Seattle traffic in the morning，
当你要在进入到这一个西雅图早上这个混乱交通的之前
，Just quiet before the Lord，
就在主的跟前安静
，Sit before the Lord，
就坐在主的跟前。
Have some conversation with the Lord，
与主有一些的交谈。
It doesn't have to be long。
不需要太长。
But you really need to sit before the Lord.
可是你必须要坐在主的跟前。
It is very easy to remember.
这一件事情是非常容易记得的。
When you get to your office,
当你进到你的办公室,
every one of us need to do one thing.
每一 每一个人都必须要做一件事。
You need to turn on your laptop.
你必须要把你的电脑启动。
Or you need to turn on your desktop.
或者是桌上型的或是 yeah, 或者桌上型电脑。
That is one action we all have to do in the morning is to push that button.
这个我们每天早上大家都需要做的那件事就是要按那个开关。
Before you turn on that button.
在你按那个开关之前。
Before you turn into your busy days.
当你要开始启动你忙碌一天之前。
You can sit before the Lord.
你可以坐在主的跟前。
Lord, I need to start my busy day now.
主啊，我要开始我忙碌一天了。
Once I turn on this computer.
当我把这个电脑打开。
Once I start reading my inbox.
当我开始读我的电邮的时候。
The day will be gone.
这一天就要很快就过去了。
I will have no time thinking about you now.
我就没有再有时间能够来想你了。
But before I turn on that computer.
可是就在我要那开启那个开动那个电脑的时候。
I sit before you.
我可以坐在你的面前。
No, I want to give this day to you.
我要把这一天交给你。
I don't know what I'm going to face today.
我不知道我今天要碰见什么事。
I don't know how many frustration.I will encounter.
我不知道在我这一天里面要碰到多少让我觉得非常挫折感的事。
But Lord, protect myself.
主，求你来保护我。
I want to live this day for you.
我盼望在这一天里面为你而活。
Just give that day, that single day to the Lord.
就把那一天，那一整天交给主。
Offer that day as a sacrifice.
把那一天当作祭物来献给主。
Then you turn that on.
然后你就把电脑打开。
During the day, there are moments of time that is very easy to remember.
在一天的里面，有一些的时刻是很容易记得的。
You need to attend a meeting.
你必须要去开一个会。
That is a moment in time is easy to remember.
那是在那一天里面你很容易必须要记得的事。
Before you go to a meeting.
在你要进到那一个会议室的里面。
You sit before the Lord.
你在主的跟前坐一下。
I'm going to attend this meeting.
我要去开那个会了。
I don't know what kind of things or argument we're going to have.
我不知道我会碰到什么事，我不知道我们会有什么样的争吵。
I want to be your testimony in the meeting.
可是我盼望在这个会里面成为你的见证人。
Protect me during that meeting.
在那个要开的会的里面来保护我。
Spend a few moments, sit before the Lord before you go into that meeting.
花一点时间坐在主的跟前，就在你要进去开会以前。
You need to make a presentation.
这边你要做一个报告。
It's a very important, very easy to remember the beginning of that time.
这个在这要做这个做一个报告之前呢，这是一个很容易记得的时刻。
Before you need to start presentation, sit before the Lord.
在你要开始讲之前呢，你就先坐在主的面前。
This is not about myself.
这不是单单关乎我。
I want to give this presentation to you.
我要把我所讲的呢交给你。
May you be my cover.
愿你成为我的遮盖。
Then you go into the presentation.
然后你就可以开始讲。
When you have to have a very difficult discussion with one of your colleagues.
当你要和你的同事有一个非常困难在这边讨论的时候。
Before you go into his office.
在你要进到他的办公室之前。
You sit before the Lord.
你坐在主的面前。
Lord, what should I say?
主啊，我该说什么？
What should I do?
我应该怎么做？
Give me a sympathetic heart.
给我一个有怜悯的心。
Give me your wisdom.
给我你的智慧。
Spend a few moments before the Lord.
在主的跟前花一点时间。
Before you enter into his office.
就在你要进到他的办公室之前。
Brother and sister, there are many points in our daily life we can stop.Sit before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，在我们一天的时间的里面，有很多的时刻，我们能够在主的跟前停一下，坐在他面前。
For some of you, you may take buses to work.
也许在我们当中有一些人是搭那个大巴士去上班的。
That was a perfect time to sit before the Lord.
这个是非常好能够坐在主跟前的时刻。
When you come home at the end of the day.
当你从下班要回到家的时候。
Maybe you come home very late.
也许你回来很晚。
It's 7 or 8 already.
也许已经是七点了八点了。
You have a lot of challenges during the day.
在一天的里面你面对了许多的挑战。
You may even have some resentment in your heart.
也许在你里面有一些很不高兴的事情。
Before you go into your house.
在你要回家之先。
You sit before the Lord.
你在主的跟前坐一下。
You ask the Lord, Lord, I have a tough day.
你跟主说，主啊，我这一天过得很不舒服。
But I do not want to bring my frustration into my home.
可是我不要把我里面那一个让我觉得很挫折的感觉带回家中。
Please remove all my frustration.
请你把这一些这个负面的感觉都挪去。
You cover me with your real grace.
让你的恩典能够来遮蔽我。
You spend that few moments with the Lord.
你就在那边与主花一点时间。
Then you go into your house.
然后你再进到家门。
Brothers and sisters, there are many points in our daily life that we can stop and sit before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，在我们一天的时间的里面，我们有很多时刻我们能够停一下坐在主的跟前。
Sometimes something happened.
有的时候一些事情发生了。
Somebody report a problem to you.
有人把一些的问题带给你。
Someone tell you an urgency.
有人跟你讲说有一些紧急的事件
Or you heard some disappointing news.
或者你听到一些让人觉得失望的消息
All those are opportunity to sit before the Lord.
而这些都是你能够坐在主跟前的机会
We just need to practice that.
我们必须要操练
the more you do, the more naturally become.
如果你操练的越多这对你来讲就变得越自然
Then when we can sit before the Lord before anything that we are going to do.
我们能够坐在主的跟前以至于我们在我们要自己做这件事情以先
We made many decisions during the day.
我们在一天里面要做许多的决定
Before you make that decision, you should sit before the Lord.
在你要做那个决定之前你要先坐在主的跟前
You should ask the Lord, Lord, what should I do?
我们应该问主主啊我当如何做
When you consider this before the Lord will reveal His heart to you.
当你在主的跟前这样子思想的时候，主就会把他的心向你敞开。
Brother and sister, this is not a theory.
弟兄姊妹们，这不是一个理论。
This is our life.
这乃是我们的生活。
We can practice this every single day.
这乃是在我们每一天的生活里面都能够如此操练。
If before every decision that we are making, we sit before the Lord.
在我们要做每一个决定之前，我们先坐在主的跟前。
We have a real conversation with the Lord.
我们就跟主之间有一个真实的交谈。
Our heart was filled with the love of Christ.
我们的心要被基督的爱所充满。
Then we will make the right decision.
然后我们就会做一个对的决定。
We will say the right word to our colleagues.
那我们就会对我们同事说那一个对的话。
Or we can say the right thing to our spouse.
我们就会对我们的配偶说对的事。
It will be such a blessing to our life.
这对我们生命而言将是何等大的祝福。
Brother and sister, this is the one thing that is necessary.
弟兄姊妹们，这乃是那一个不可少的事。
Especially for those who serve in the house of the Lord.
特别是为着那一些在神家中服事的人。
So when you sit at his feet, you will listen to his word.
当你坐在他脚前的时候，你要听他的话。
When we serve in the outer court, the hands are the most important.
当我们在外院服侍的时候，我们的手是最重要的。
But if we sit before him, our ears are most important.
可是当我们坐在他脚前的时候我们的耳朵是最重要的
Every servant of the Lord should learn to hear the voice of the Lord
每一个主的仆人都必须要学习能够来听他的声音
There are two kinds of mistakes a servant can ever make
这有这个神的仆人有两个错误他们常常在犯
The first kind is what we do not want to do what the Lord wants us to do
第一个是我们不要做我们的主要我们做的。
We are very familiar with this kind.
我们对这一种的错误呢是非常的熟悉。
But there is another kind of mistake.
可是还有另外一种的错误。
It's we are doing many things that the Lord never asked us to do.
另外这个错误呢就是我们常常做主从来没有要我们做的事。
Brother and sister, as a parent, we do many things for our children.
弟兄姊妹们，作为父母，我们常常为着我们儿女做许多的事。
But have we ever asked the Lord, "Shall I do this for my children?"
可是我们有没有曾经问过主说，我是不是在这件事情上面当为我的儿女做
？We often do not ask the Lord about things like that.
我们很多时候不向主问这方面的事。
We do the things because everyone else is doing this.
我们之所以做因为其他的人都这么做
Therefore we have many things in our lives
因此在我们的生活里面就有许许多多的事
Our life was as distracted as Martha
我们的生活里面就如同马大的生马大一般被许多事情所搅乱。
We have no time to sit before the Lord.
以至于我们没有时间能够坐在主的脚前。
This is very common in our family life.
这在我们的家庭生活里面是非常常见的。
We want the best for our children.
我们盼望我们的儿女能够得着最好的。
But we need to ask the Lord, is this the right thing for my children to be engaged?
可是我们必须要来问主，这是不是我的儿女能对他合适能够进入的。
Brother and sister, we need to inquire of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我们应当在主的跟前求问。
So that we will not be as distracted as Martha.
所以我们就不会像 马大那样子被常常被事物搅乱。
No, we saw the perfect example in Book of Acts.
我们在这个使徒行传里面看到一个非常好的例子。
We all know that Apostle Paul and Barnabas. They started a greatest missionary work in the history of Christianity.
我们知道使徒保罗和巴拿巴他们在开始了一个在基督徒的这个服事里面一个非常大的一个宣道的一个服事。
There is no greater missionary work than what Paul and Barnabas have done.
在他们之后没有比他们所做的这个宣道的服事更大。
But did Paul and Barnabas initiate that ministry?
可是是保罗跟巴拿巴开始这个服事吗？
It's not because when they prayed together, it was the Holy Spirit that told them.
不是的，乃是当他们一同祷告的时候，乃是圣灵在这边对他们这么说。
Set apart for me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work to which I have called them.
为我分别保罗跟巴拿巴，他们要来进入我为他们所预备的服事里。
They started ministry because they listened to the word of Holy Spirit.
他们之所以开始这个服事，因为他们在一边听圣灵的声音。
The Holy Spirit revealed the heart of the Lord to them.
圣灵在这边把主的心向他们开启。
Therefore, they started the greatest missionary work in the history of Christianity.
因此他们在一边就开始了在基督教里面最大的一个宣教的服事。
Brother and sister, you and I may have burden to do certain things for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，也许我们向着主有一些特别的负担要做一些事。
But there may be many things that we could possibly do.
也许许多的事情我们都能够做。
But we need to learn to pray together.
可是我们必须要学习要一起祷告。
And hear the voice of Holy Spirit.
这边看见圣灵的声音。
They will reveal to us what we need to do.
在这边向我们开启我们应当做什么。
All the spiritual work were initiated by the Lord himself.
所有属灵的工作都是应当是从主开始的。
It's not initiated by man.
而不是从人起头。
Abraham did not initiate the exit from his home country.
亚伯拉罕并不是自己起意要从他的家乡离开。
Moses did not volunteer to lead Israel out of Egypt.
摩西也不是自愿要把以色列人从埃及带出来。
Gideon did not volunteer to be a judge.
基甸也不是在那边自愿要成为一个士师。
David did not volunteer to be the king of Israel.
大卫也没有在那边自愿要做以色列的君王。
Everyone was called by the Lord.
每一个人都是主所呼召的。
If we cannot listen to the Lord, how can we serve in the house of the Lord?
如果我们没有办法听主的话，我们如何能够在主的家中服事呢？
So brother and sister, this is that one thing.
弟兄姊妹们，把这边摆在一起，就看见了，那是唯一不可少的事。
Sit at his feet, listening to his word.
乃是坐在他的脚前听他的话。
If you can do this,
如果你能这么行的话，
you will choose the good part.
你已经选了那上好的。
Mary has chosen the good part.
玛利亚已经选择那上好的。
If we read the story of Mary,
如果我们读了玛利亚的故事，
we know Mary was the only person who was able to anoint our Lord Jesus.
玛利亚乃是那个唯一能够用香膏膏我们主的那一位。
There were many others, there were many women, they had the desire to anoint our Lord Jesus.
在那边有其很多其他的妇女，她们有这样子的盼望能够膏抹我们的主。
Those other women loved the Lord Jesus just as much as Mary.
这些的妇女 爱主就如同玛利亚一般。
But they did not know when to anoint our Lord Jesus.
可是他们却不知道当在何时用膏香膏来膏我们的主。
But Mary knew the time.
可是玛利亚却知道时间。
He knew the moment that she should anoint our Lord Jesus.
他知道在那个时刻他应该用香膏来膏抹我们。
Therefore, Mary seized the opportunity to anoint our Lord Jesus.
因此玛利亚就抓住了那个机会在那边用香膏膏抹。
Serving the Lord has the time.
服侍主是跟那个时间有关。
If you miss the time, you may miss the opportunity.
如果你错过那个时间，你就错过那个机会。
But oftentimes we do not know the right time.
可是很多时候我们不知道什么是那个对的时刻。
But the Lord knows.
可是主知道。
How do we get to know the time?
我们如何知道什么是对的时刻呢？
By sitting at his feet, listening to his word.
乃是借着坐在他的脚前听他的声音。
So that we can seize the opportunity.
因此我们能够抓住这个机会。
A couple years ago, we have sisters in Houston.
几年前在休斯顿我们有一个姊妹
who was diagnosed with a late stage cancer.
她在那边被诊断出来有这个末期的癌症。
It's very late stage and it was a very aggressive kind.
这是一个非常末期的癌症并且呢这个癌症的这个情况呢非常的严重。
So in her kidney, there is a tumor about a size of a golf ball.
所以在他的肾脏里面呢有两个像高尔夫球这么大的这一个肿瘤。一个肿瘤。
And it has spread to her lung.
而这个癌症呢已经那个蔓延到他的肺。
And in her lung, there are two lumps, there are two centimeter long.
那在这个肺里面呢有两个肿瘤每一个大概是两公分那么大。
And the doctor told her that, you have 6 months to live.
然后这医生就告诉这个姊妹说你大概只有六个月的时间。
And our sister was at peace with this. And she was okay with it.
而这个姊妹呢她对这个诊断呢她却满了平安她觉得没关系。
Then he told the doctor that, she actually, refused to be treated.
然后这个姊妹对医生说呢她不要接受任何的治疗。
And she started, donating her stuff away.
然后她就开始呢就把她这一些她自己的东西呢就开始捐赠出去。
She was ready to go.
她已经预备好了要回家了。
But there was one problem.
可是却有一个问题。
Many brothers and sisters around her continue to try to persuade her.
而可是问题就是在他周围的弟兄姊妹们呢一直要在那边要说服他。
And after some time, she could not resist the love of the saints.
经过一段时间以后呢他没有办法再拒绝这个圣徒们的爱。
Just for the benefit of the saints.
就是为着这一些圣徒们的好处
She start the treatment.
她就开始接受治疗。
And the treatment was very, very painful.
这个治疗本身是非常的痛苦的。难过。
And she, in the evening, she could not find any posture that without producing pain.
在晚上睡觉的时候她没有办法用任何的姿势以至于能够而没有痛苦没有疼痛。
So,In the evening, then she just continued to change posture after not posture all through the night.
所以整晚她就不断地在那边换姿势。
So one evening, he was doing the same thing.
所以有一天晚上她就还是做同样的事。
Struggling to find a posture that can reduce her pain.
他在一边没有办法找到一个姿势使他疼痛稍微减轻一点。
But he still couldn't.
可是他一直要找可找不到。
So he was struggling, for that matters.
所以他就一直在这个点上面在一边挣扎着。
And all of a sudden, and someone sent her a hymn on her phone.
就在这个时候有人就在他的手机上面送来了一首诗歌。
Therefore, she turned her attention to listen to the hymn.
然后他就把他的注意力摆在那首诗歌，听那首诗歌上。
And while reading the lyric of that hymn,
他就读那个歌词。
Then he heard that several times.
然后他就在一边听这个诗歌好几次。
Then she realized, without knowing, the pain went away.
而他就突然发现，实际上他不在他不察觉的情况之下，这个疼痛就离开他了。
And he slept through the night.
然后他那一天晚上就睡得很好。
And the next morning when he got up, he felt great.
隔天早晨当他起来的时候，他觉得感觉很好。
And that problem went away.
而那个问题呢，就离开他了。
She continued the treatment.
然后他就继续他的治疗。
Then treatment was successful.
然后这个治疗呢实际上是很成功的。
He was told he had 6 months to live, right?
他当初被提说他只有六个月。
But he is well now, happy, come to the meeting, live a normal life now.
然后他现在呢却情况很好，非常高喜乐，并且呢固定的来聚会。
What I'm trying to make is that there is a person somewhere sitting at Lord's feet, listening to his word, and sees that opportunity to send that hymn at that right moment.
而对我来讲，就是在那个情况里面，有一个人坐在主的跟前，他听主的声音，抓住了这个对的机会，把那个诗歌在那个对的时刻送给他。
This is sitting at his feet, listening to his word.
这乃是坐在他的脚前，并且听他的话。
Brother and sister, oftentimes, very little thing we can do to help others.
弟兄姊妹们，很多时候我们要帮助人，我们能够做的实在是非常的少。
We do not know what time is the right time to help someone.
我们也不知道什么时刻是对的时刻，让我们能够帮助人。
But if you sit before the Lord,
可是如果你坐在主的脚前，
you listening to his word,
如果你听他的话，
he will tell you when to do something.
他会告诉你在什么时刻要做什么事。
The Lord knows the need of the sisters.
主知道那个姊妹的需要。
The Lord knows when she will need that help.
那主也知道在什么样的情况他需要这样子的帮助。
Only the Lord knows.
只有主知道。
Nobody else knows.
别人都不知道。
How can we know?
我们怎么知道呢？
We can only sit at his feet.
唯有我们坐在主的脚前。
Listen to his word.
听他的话。
Then when we listen, when we hear it,
当我们听并且听到了，
we need to seize the opportunity.
然后我们就要抓住这个机会。
We need to do what the Lord told us to do.
然后我们就要做主告诉我们要做的。
Then Lord will use us in a mighty way.
然后主就能够用一个大能的方式来使用我们。
Many times we saw there's great needs.
我们很多时候觉得有许许多多的需要。
There's too much. We cannot serve all the needs.
这个需要太多太大了，我们没有办法满足每一个需要。
Therefore, we need to come back to the Lord.
因此我们必须要先回到主的跟前。
Who has the need now?
在这个时候谁有需要？
Who shall I serve now?
在这个时候我应该服侍谁？
We actually don't know.
我们实际上不知道。
But Lord knows.
可是主知道。
The only way for us to get to know is by sitting at his feet.
我们能够知道唯一的办法方法乃是坐在他的脚前。
Listening to his word.
听他的话。
Brothers and sisters, this is serving the Lord and serving the house of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，这乃是服侍主，也是服侍主的家。
Brothers and sisters, in our family life.
弟兄姊妹们，在我们的家庭生活里。
We have good intentions.
我们都有好的意图。
Every father, every mother has a very good intention for their children.
每一个父亲，每一个母亲，向着他的儿女都有一个好的心意。
But we always say things in the wrong time.
可是我们很多时候呢，就在那个不对的时候呢，说了话。
How many of us have experienced we say something with all the good intentions, but the feedback is negative?
我们多少人当中有多少人有这样子的经验？当我们说一句话是带着好的意图，可是所得着的回应呢，却是负面的。
Not because the word is wrong.
并不是我们所说的话错了。
The time is wrong.
可是那个时刻呢却不对。
We don't even know when is the right time to say something to our own children.
我们甚至不知道在什么样的时刻是合适的向着我们儿女说话。
Do you really know when is the right time to say certain thing to your children?
你真实知道在什么样的时刻向着你儿女当说什么样的话吗？
I say that we don't.
我说我们不知道。
We often pick the wrong, the worst possible time to say it.
很多时候我们就选择那一个最坏的时刻说那个话。
We need to sit before the Lord.
我们必须要坐在主的脚前。
I have this in my heart I want to share with my children.
在我的心里面我有这件事情我盼望能够和我的儿女分享。
When shall I do it?
我在当在什么样的时刻来做呢？
When is that good time?
什么时候是那个好的时机呢？
Lord, will you tell me that good time?
主啊，告诉我那个时机。
When the Lord revealed to you the right time.
当主把那个对的时机显明的时候。
If the time is right.
当这个时机是对的。
And the word will return, will not return in vain.
那这个话出去就不会突然返回。
As a children, you want to talk to your parents.
当做儿女的，你要和你的父母交谈的时候。
And there is a time for it.
这也有一个时刻的。
Especially young people, you want to ask your dad for money.
特别是那些年轻的啊，年轻人，如果你要向你父母要钱的话。
You know there is a time for that.
你知道吗？有一个合适的时刻做这件事。
You can't just go to your dad and say, Dad, I need more money.
你不能就来到你的父亲跟前说爸爸我要多点钱。
You're not going to get money.
你如果这样子的话你就拿不到钱了。
You'll get a finance management lesson.
在那时候如果这样子的话呢你爸爸就要跟你讲说怎么样理财。
So you have to have time.
所以你必须要有对的时刻。
Yeah, you need money.
你需要钱。
You're desperate.
你实在是有这个需要。
But you can't just go to your dad.
可是你不能就在这个时候就来到你父亲跟前。
You sit before the Lord.
你要先在主的跟前坐下。
Lord, I need money.
你是跟主说，主啊，我需要钱。
When is good time?
这个什么是那个合适的时刻
？When is good time for me to talk to my dad?
哦，什么样子是一个合适的时机，我能够和我的父亲有点交谈
？If the time is right.
如果时间对的话
，You get the money.
你就拿到钱了。
Then your dad was very happy.
你的爸爸也高兴。
Brother and sister, this is a little bit kind of humorous.
弟兄姊妹们，也许这个听起来有点幽默。
Try to illustrate a point.
可是这个是为了要说明一个点。
In the house of the Lord, there are so many different things.
在主的家中有这么多不同的事。
In the house of the Lord, there are so many different challenges.
在主的家中有这么多不同的挑战。
You know, serving in the house of the Lord is much more difficult than working in your companies.
在主的家中服事是比你在你的工作上面工作还要更困难。
Much more difficult.
困难的多。
So how do we serve in the house of the Lord?
我们如何在神的家中服事呢？
And we all have limited capacity.
我们每一个人的度量都是有限的。
None of us has unlimited capacity.
没有一个人的度量是无限的。
So we have to use our limited capacity.
所以我们必须要使用我们那个有限的度量。
So how do we use it?
我们怎么使用？
We sit before the Lord.
我们应当坐在主的脚前。
When we come to the Lord, Lord, I have this little bit of time.
我们来到主的跟前说，主啊，我就有这么多的时间。
How should I use this time for you?
我如何能够使用这么一点的时间为着你？
No, it's not because someone asked me to do this, then I should do this.
并不是某某人要我这么做，我就做了。
You have to sit before the Lord.
你必须要先坐在主的脚前。
Then listen to what the Lord told us.
你必须要先听见主对你说。
Then we can be a good servant.
然后我们能够成为好的仆人。
If we do this,
如果我们这么样做的话。
If we serve the Lord this way,
如果我们这样子来服侍主的话。
What we serve shall not be taken away from us.
我们所服侍的就不会被夺去。
This is what the Lord said about Mary's services.
这乃是主说到玛利亚的服事。
Jesus said, what Mary did shall not be taken away.
耶稣说玛利亚所做的是不能夺去的。
Whenever the gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be spoken of in memory of her.
我实在告诉你们，普天之下，不论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所做的，以为纪念。
How marvelous this is!
这个是何等样奇妙的事。
This woman had done that one thing.
这个女人就是做那一件事。
And that thing can never be taken away from her.
而那件事没有人是永远不会被夺去的。
Many things that we do today.
我们今天所做的许许多多的事。
Can be taken away.
都能够被夺去。
Are you sure that the services that you do today will never be taken away?
你确保你今天所有的服事是不能被夺去的吗？
But we serve the Lord in a new vessel.
可是当我们又在这个新的器皿里面来服事主的时候，
The service that we do is according to the word we listening from the Lord.
我们的服事乃是基于我们在主跟前所听到的话。
The word we listen from the Lord is because we sit before the Lord.
我们之所以能够听见主的话，是因为我们坐在他的脚前。
And our service shall never be taken away.
那我们的服事就不能被夺去。
Brother and sister, let's consider our service in this light.
弟兄姊妹们，让我们在这个光中来思想我们的服事。
Let us serve the Lord.Before we serve the house of the Lord.
让我们先来服侍主，在我们在服侍主的家之先。
Let's learn how to sit at his feet.
让我们学习懂得如何能够坐在他的脚前。
And listen to his word.
能够听见他的话。
Let's learn to serve in the Lord in a new cruise.
让我们能够在新的品里，新品里能够来服侍主。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you.Again for this weekend.
父亲，我们为着这个周末，我们再次献上感谢。
Our heart is full of gratitude.
我们心里面实在是充满了感激。
Every time we consider your word before you.
每次我们在你的跟前思想你话语的时候。
We see your grace and mercy.
我们看见你的怜悯和恩典。
You have not leave us nor forsaken us.
因为你从来没有抛弃过我们。
You still want to share your heart with us today.
你仍然盼望将你的心向我们分享。
You still give us opportunity to return to you.
你仍然给我们机会让我们能够回转归向你。
We pray that you use this word to renew our heart.
我们求你用你自己的话再能够来更新我们的心。
To turn that oldness into newness.
让那个旧的能够被转变成为新的。
Lord, give us that desire.
给我们那个爱慕。
And to come near to you.
让我们能够亲近你。
To sit at your feet.
让我们能够坐在你的脚前。
To listening to your words.
能够听见你的话。
Father, renew our service before you.
父亲啊，让我们的服事在你面前得更新。
Lord, may us learn how to serve the Lord himself before we serve the house of the Lord.
让我们能够先懂得如何能够来服侍主的自己，在我们在服侍主的家之先。
May you raise up many such servants.
愿你兴起许多像这样子的仆人。
They serve you before they serve the house of the Lord.
在他们服侍神的家之先，他们先能够来服侍主自己。
They sit before you before they serve the house of the Lord.
他们能够先坐在你的脚前，在他们在服侍主的家之先。
They listen to your word before they serve the house of the Lord.
他们能够先听见主的话，在他们服侍主的家之先。
May you bless your house by calling many servants as such.
愿你呼召像这样这么许多像这样子的仆人，借此来祝福你自己的家。
We thank you for this morning.
我们为着今天早晨献上感谢。
We thank you for your mercies.
我们谢谢你为着你的怜悯。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。